Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. If you're new around here, welcome. We're happy to have you. Please stay a while, okay? If you're not new, welcome back. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you. We love you. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm JC. Happy Tuesday, guys. Hope you're having an amazing, phenomenal, spectacular day today.
And it's October officially, so happy October. This year has really flown by. My half birthday is coming up in a little bit.
It's spooky season. Least important thing.
Do you have your Halloween costume yet?
I thought we were dressing up together. Interesting.
I know. I'm like, do you have it? We already came up with it.
No, have we decided what we want to be for Halloween?
No, we can't tell people.
We can't tell people?
No.
Oh, but I also thought we didn't even, I don't even know what it is.
Okay. We definitely don't have one. A couple announcements before we get started in today's episode, which is going to be a good, juicy one as always. First and foremost, if you guys aren't following our Balanced Boss Instagram, you definitely need to. We give a lot of good tips for health and business on that account. And it's very aesthetically pleasing because we put a lot of work into those photos, okay? All those photos are ours. And we paid a lot of money for our branding, okay? So go check it out. Go give us some support there. We actually have on Friday, I'm coming out with an intuitive eating course on October 9th. That's this Friday. So make sure you're following the Instagram and make sure you're following us so that you are up to date and you can get the course when it comes out. I'm very excited about it. So stay tuned for that. Any other announcements?
I was going to say, I always wonder how many people that listen to the podcast. This is me just being interested in analytics and marketing and everything. I wonder how many of them follow the podcast Instagram, number one, or if they found us on Instagram, or if they, because some people do just find us through the podcast app. And I was thinking, I don't think I follow anyone's podcast Instagram, even if I listen to their podcast all the time, which made me think there's probably a lot of people who don't follow our podcast Instagram.
It's true.
And I think of that as our hub.
Yeah.
Like, and then I was thinking further, I wonder how many people individually follow you and I also. Or maybe they just follow us personally. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just interested in it all.
Well, basically, maybe just follow everyone.
Yeah, I'm like, can you just follow all of our accounts, please?
That'd be great. Stay in the know, you know?
Yeah. Our podcast Instagram, truly though, if you don't follow it, you should, because that's the place where you can be the most involved for sure.
And the most informed.
Yes.
On ourselves.
I'm like, on our amazing
else but us.
Lives.
Today we're going to go over some juicy polls that we posted on our Instagram
story. Not all of them
today
are juicy,
well,
but some of them are.
Tell them that
I'm
yet.
Like, they're really
I'm trying
basic
to clickbait them.
First I want to give credit to Taylor King. She has a podcast called TK's Juicy Pod, and she does this thing. Her literal Instagram is called TK's Juicy Polls. And she does this thing where she posts a bunch of polls on her Instagram account, her Instagram story. And then people will obviously answer the polls and she'll see the results. And then she'll talk about, actually, I don't know if she ever like goes over the results necessarily, but she talks about those concepts on her podcast, which I thought was such a cool idea. We've never done that. So I was like, hey, let's do that. So thank you, Taylor, for the inspo.
We're excited
for this episode.
But before we get into those polls, the other day on my Instagram story, maybe like a week ago or something, I don't even know why I thought about this. I was inspired. I just put a question box up on my story saying like, what is the best compliment, the best, most unique compliment you've ever been given? And a lot of you guys, well, people that follow me, maybe it's not you guys, obviously.
But like, that number's not high enough. So yeah,
I'm like, something's not adding up, but we'll figure that out later. Wrote in, and it made me, first of all, feel so good to see like the compliments that people get, because it just shows you the littlest things you could say to someone could stick with them forever. And not just like the basic, you know, compliments that you might be used to getting, like something that's unique to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to read some, because like I started posting them and everyone was messaging me like, please post more. Like, this is making me so happy. And I was like,
wait, what's yours? Do you have one in mind? Like a unique compliment that you've been given?
I can't think of it off the top of my head. What's yours?
No, I was actually pondering on this for the podcast, mm-hmm. and I feel the same. I'm like, unfortunately, there's not one that I'm like, oh, I remember when this specific person told me this.
Yeah.
But I think something that's like a recurring, I guess, compliment in my life that like means a lot to me is that people will say that, and I think Leif literally said this in last week's episode, that I like see potential in other people and like, yeah. I want them to like, I want to help them reach their potential, or like, I just see the good in people, yeah. mostly.
X-ray vision.
Yeah. Yep. My actual superpower. So yeah. That always like makes me feel good.
Yeah.
But
it's so nice too, because it's like, again, something that you might have noticed about something, about someone that maybe never occurred to you to say, but then yeah. when you actually say it to them, it means so much to them. And mm-hmm. it's like, I didn't know anybody else noticed that about me. Like, I thank you yeah. for bringing that to my awareness, I guess.
For sure.
Okay. I'm going to read a couple of them. That I'm a ray of sunshine and I'm blindingly bright. Wow.
Wow. That's a great
alliteration.
One.
And they never want to turn away with hearts. You look comfy today. Not sure if this is backhanded or not, but I was deaf comfy. Okay. That one's just a funny one. An older employee at the grocery store told my mom I was a real dynamite kid.
That's cute. Okay.
That's cute. I actually like when people call me like, even when you said I'm chaotic, like chaotic energy, it's like, that I'm exciting, you know?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
fun
yeah.
to be around.
For sure.
You're like, that's not what I meant
I'm
by
like,
that.
I'm like, yeah, I meant you were a mess, but okay.
Yeah.
No, I do think you're fun to be around. Never know what you're going to get.
Amazing.
I'm kidding.
That I'm not fake.
Love it.
That is a good one. I'm like, can't relate. That I have a Disney princess chin. Don't get it, but I'll take it. LOL. Probably just means like you have a very pronounced jaw.
Yeah, truly can't relate because I'm a mouth breather. Wish I could say the same. That's a great, yeah, okay. I love that.
An older woman at the beach told me to put some insurance on those long tan legs. See, even things like that, that like older ladies say to you, you're just like, thank you so much.
Yes.
Like, that was so nice. A grocery store clerk said they loved the energy I gave off. And I don't know. I just never have forgotten it. That's always great as well.
You know what's also really special is when you're doing a mundane activity or like you're not mm-hmm. trying to do anything and then someone gives you a compliment. It's like so, I'm like, wait, never happened to me. But it sounds like it would be so.
Sounds like that would mean a lot.
Yeah, because you're not even trying to be any certain way and people just notice something about you. Like at yeah. the grocery store if someone says
that's
something. That's
true.
So
actually,
nice.
Actually, now that you're saying that, I remember one time, I'm like, I have had that happen to me. No. Me and Nick went to Trader Joe's after church. Sorry, Dad. We did go on the Sabbath.
I'm like, I know you were not somewhere on a Sunday.
We went to Trader Joe's after church. We were still in our church clothes. And we were checking out. And the cashier, he was being funny, but it was sweet to us. Like, we were both, again, dressed up. So, obviously, we were looking better than I usually do when I go to Trader Joe's. And he was like, wow. He just, like, looks at us. And he's like, must be hard to be you two. And he, like, kept bagging our groceries. He's like, must be really hard to be you two. Aww. Like, look at you guys. And we were like, that's so nice. Like, yeah. even though he was being funny and, like, almost, I don't know, ironic. And not ironic, but it was nice.
Yeah, that is sweet.
It's that time of year again where I need to get back into a normal routine. But whether I'm feeling like having a relaxing or totally active day, I like to include clean, delicious food in my routine. And that's why I always keep my freezer stocked with Daily Harvest. If you guys don't know that we're obsessed with Daily Harvest by now, where have you been? It's so nice to have food that's healthy and accessible quickly. Me and Jason were just talking about this. Like, I really am trying to get into a better routine. And now that fall's coming, I want to like have warm food, but that means cooking. And I'm not always in the mood to cook food for an hour. And Daily Harvest is heaven sent. Not literally, but it feels like it. Daily Harvest delivers delicious food built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. It just takes a few minutes to prepare, and I never have to question if the food I'm eating is good for me or healthy. They never use preservatives, added sugar, or artificial ingredients. Daily Harvest works directly with farms to freeze their ingredients at peak ripeness to lock in nutrients and taste. Best of both worlds. And the best part about Daily Harvest is there's an option for any time of the day. So smoothies for breakfast, crisp flatbreads for lunch or dinner, and the comfort food for when weather starts to cool down like it is, like perfectly roasted harvest bowls and hearty soups. I'm obsessed with the broccoli and cheese bowl. It is so good. Like I said, so easy to make. And it really is such a perfect fall food, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to try their soups too for fall.
Yes. I haven't tried any of their soups.
Me neither.
I do love their flatbreads though. Their flatbreads are really good and perfect size. And their smoothies.
Oh, their smoothies are the best.
So good.
I love the mint and cacao one. And oh, I know you so do good. Too. It's so freaking
they
good.
They also have a vanilla and cacao one that Ooh. I want to try. It's in my cart right now.
Oh my gosh, I haven't tried that one. But yeah, the mint one, wow, you need it. Okay, so everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to enjoy it, helping you reduce food waste. Daily Harvest is also committed to minimizing their environmental impact. They're in the process of transitioning to 100% recyclable, plant-based, and renewable fiber packaging. So whether you're doing a home workout, going on a bike ride, or a hike, Daily Harvest is the easiest way to eat undeniably delicious and clean food. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code WHATWESAID to get $25 off your first box. That is promo code WHATWESAID for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com, dailyharvest.com. Go check it out, guys.
That my voice apparently sounds just like Miley Cyrus for multiple people, a dream. Do you know who
wow.
that is? Who said that?
I'm like, Miley Cyrus? Yes.
Yes. I'm like, me and Miley have been DMing since last week's.
Guess it's someone I know.
Mm-hmm. Very well. Very well.
Okay. Why are you looking at me with those eyes? Wait, hold on. I feel like I do know someone that has a voice like Miley Cyrus. Who's
Beth.
It? Oh, yeah. Beth.
Yeah. I'm like, the only other person you know besides me.
Yeah. I'm like, I know three people, so.
The best compliment, though, that I get is when I get told that I have nice skin.
That is truly a it great really is, compliment.
Especially when you're working on your skincare routine.
Yes.
You have a beautiful brain. Someone told my husband, you have Disney princess eyes.
What's you know up with what? The Disney and princess I, ones? Love it.
That you look happier.
Okay.
Actually, when people say, you look so happy.
Yeah.
That, I'm like.
No better compliment.
Yeah. Thank yeah. you. Because it just means like, I'm like, it means I'm glowing. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
You'd be great in an apocalypse because you always have good ideas.
Ooh, what a great compliment.
You have the coolest freckles. You look like Audrey Hepburn. Oh, that is a good one.
That is a great one.
When someone asked if my husband was smart enough for me, I liked that.
Ooh, nice.
You are such a good advocate for others who don't have a voice. The cashier told me that I seemed like a fun mom and I loved that. You know who that
That's
was?
Cute.
Shelly.
Oh, Shelly, you are a fun mom.
Yes, you are. That I'm kind. I'm like, basic.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, boring.
Your voice sounds like a fairy. Okay.
Okay, I can't picture a fairy voice, but love
I'm
it.
Like, Tinkerbell's silent, but. dairy worker told me I had good eyebrows and it literally made me want to cry happy tears.
That is a compliment that I have been given and it really does make me happy. Mm-hmm. You also have amazing eyebrows, Chelsea.
Thank you.
We both have good brows.
Yeah.
I have to brag for us.
Yes. Even though I tried to when I was younger, I hated them and I tried to wax them off with duct tape. But
oh, wow. That took a turn. I was going to say mine were paper thin when I was in middle
really?
School because I would
tweeze
wax them.
Them. I didn't.
I got them waxed.
Oh.
I haven't touched them in ages. They're bushy right now, but
yeah,
we like it.
Probably that my eyes are the prettiest I've ever seen. People tell me that they love my speaking voice. It is really nice when people compliment our voices.
Yes, it is. They say
even
we have.
Even though they say them the exact same.
I'm like, when they say we have basic Valley Girl voices, oh, that just
I
gets me.
I love when they tell us that we're uneducated. Oh, the best compliment.
No, people have said that we have soothing voices, mm-hmm. which I'm like, oh, just such a nice compliment.
I love when people. Oh, that sounded disgusting.
Okay.
I'm like, I love. You have the legs of a ballerina, which made me glow. That I had a bubbly personality. My style is not basic and that they love it. Oof, that would really get me going, to be quite honest.
Oh, that's my biggest insecurity.
I was cute. Just legit, I'm like, basic
yeah.
is cute.
Yeah, rad.
No, you're not basic, Jason.
I feel like I am basic. I feel like people would describe me as basic.
You know what?
And that really, sometimes when I think about that, I'm like, That makes
my skin crawl.
Yeah, that makes my skin crawl. That truly sends a shiver up my spine.
Listen, everyone's basic in their own way. It's basic to not want to be basic. It's basic to be basic. It's just basic. Everything's basic.
You know what I was thinking about recently is I was thinking, I have strayed again. No. I'm like, I'm bawling. No, I have strayed from my roots because sometimes I think even with clothes, I will go outside of the box for the sake of not being basic.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I just need to switch it up. Like, my style is boring.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I've decided I'm done with that because I'll wear clothes for photo shoots sometimes. I mean, not all the time, that are like uncomfortable that I'm just like, oh, this is just like, will be maybe cute in a photo. And I'm just like, I'm done.
Listen,
like,
there's nothing wrong with denim, a white tank, and gold jewelry.
Thank you, because that's all I wear. Like, I just feel like my style is more comfy and classic, and I've been not ashamed of it, but I'm just like...
A confession.
Yeah, I'm like, I do have to make a confession to all of you. I'm basic. No, I just feel like I've been trying almost too hard to stand out when I'm like, wait, I don't even... Mm-hmm. That's not... Fashion is not even my thing in that realm, where it's like... Emma Chamberlain, for example.
Yeah.
I think her style is so cool.
And that's just her style.
And it's her. And I love it. And like, I genuinely think her outfits are so cool and fun.
Yeah.
But like, I wouldn't want to wear them personally for me because I just, number one, I'm like, I just wouldn't pull it off the way she does and whatever. And so I'm learning to be okay with that.
Yeah.
So anyway.
And I'm okay with that.
That's like the TikTok. What does it
say? Some people say I'm obsessed with this, and I am obsessed with this, and I'm okay with that.
Wow, it sounds exactly like it.
That I have a cute belly button. Can't relate. You have the skill.
Wait, why can't you relate?
I have a 10-mile deep belly button.
Deep?
My belly button is so deep.
Really?
Ever since I hate my belly button. Not that it looks weird. I hate belly buttons in general. Thinking of like, because mine's deeper, like I've always had a very inny belly button.
Yeah.
If my finger goes in, like if something
How
enters,
far in? Has your whole freaking finger go in there?
I'm like my entire thumb. No, I'm just saying, like, it definitely, it makes me sick because it feels like I'm going into my stomach. Because
really?
It feels like.
Do you ever, like, kind of go like this queasy. And, like, scrape, like, go like this and scrape things out of your belly button?
Yeah. Well, mine's so deep. I literally, I have to, like, deep clean it because it's so deep. I have to, like.
I haven't done that in a while.
Shine
and now
a light
I want
in
to,
there.
And it grosses me out. Like, really? Doing that, not that, like, a
you
bunch
know
of stuff
comes
out.
You know what can make you sick? If there's stuff in there.
Really?
Yeah.
How do I
you
clean
to,
it?
Your navel is your
Chelsea,
centra.
Something just came out of it. A crust.
A single crust.
A single piece of crust just came out.
I can't say what I'm about to say.
What?
I have to keep it. I have to keep it under wraps, Chelsea.
Say it.
You can't share everything on the podcast.
Say it. Did something come out?
No, one time. Well, again, mine is so deep that I have to shine a light on it like once every couple
weeks.
You're
kidding. Shine a flashlight?
Yeah, and like actually get tweezers and start to like get things out of there because it's so deep.
I've never done that.
I wish I could show you a picture. To them. I'm like,
you could show me in person right now. Chelsea, that just came out of my belly button.
Did you just smell it?
Yes. It did not smell good.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sick.
I feel queasy. I'm going to pass out. No, literally, I have to take.
Show me the belly button.
I have to. I just did, but you were too busy smelling your thing.
I'm sorry.
Am I calling someone?
Oh, that was a screenshot. It doesn't look that deep to me.
No.
Oh my gosh, Chelsea's putting her full-on flashlight. Okay,
it's
we have
like,
got to see this.
Like, it goes deep.
Wow.
Not from the beginning, but okay, I can't even see.
Mine's the same. Mine's pretty. I'm like you.
You see how there's like crevices? Like, I have to like go in and clean that, and I need to clean
it. Wow, I wonder what the best way is to clean it.
Well, I get clean tweezers. I put my tweezers in my phone soap.
Okay.
Looks like I need to do it right now, but. And then I go in and like try and take things out because. It's not that it's so deep that I can't reach it. It's like there's little
crevices.
Yeah, like little crevices. You have to like go under the folds of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I wonder if a Q-tip would do the job.
I don't think it will because I need to like go in and like take things out. And if you clean out your
belly
button.
Do you take things out like I just took out?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure I'm not an actual disgusting human being.
Yeah. Everyone needs to clean your belly buttons, okay?
Everyone, that's what we're getting to. One thing today. That's the title.
Yeah.
Clean your belly button,
please. I think I completely made up that it makes you sick if your belly button's dirty, but.
I'm sure
I feel
it
like
does.
I heard that somewhere.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's the centra of your body.
When money's tight, investing in yourself may not be the top of mind, but mental health is a necessity, not a luxury. And guess what? Taking care of yourself does not have to break the bank. Investing in your mental health has long-term benefits, and with Talkspace, it can actually be affordable. Change is constant, but in the new normal, it feels like there's something new to grapple with every day. With Talkspace online therapy, connect with a licensed therapist for a fraction of the price of in-person therapy. Get matched with your perfect therapist from the comfort of your device and reach out 24/7 whenever something's on your mind. Getting signed up with Talkspace is like a super easy process. First of all, it's quick, but it's also, even that in and of itself feels like a therapy session because you're like able to type out what's on your mind, what you're struggling with at the moment, and kind of what you're needing help with. And I feel like even just getting that out feels good in and of itself. And it really is such just like a seamless process to find a perfect therapist for you.
Definitely. And it's so nice to have somebody there 24/7. Again, like going to a therapist, driving there, and having to kind of cut that part out of your schedule and equate and just put so much time into it, like driving time and having to find the right therapist and drive to all these different offices. It's so nice. This is the best part of technology. Very accessible. And I think that's the beauty of having this kind of technology. Talkspace is so amazing. And I'm so grateful that they're one of our sponsors because I feel like right now, especially as we were talking about in the polls today in our episode, that, you know, some people's mental health has improved and some people's mental health has declined during this time. So it's important to get that support if you need it. The Talkspace network is composed of literally thousands of licensed therapists who have experience in over 40 specialties, including, but not limited to, treating depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, relationship issues, food, eating, and so much more. So you guys really need to check out Talkspace if you're feeling like you need that support. Definitely, definitely check it out. So the bottom line, we all need someone to talk to. And honestly, even if you feel like your mental health has improved, which me and JC were just saying we have, we still both have support too. And basically, bottom line is everybody needs somebody to talk to. Talkspace wants to give you the support that you deserve at a price that you can afford. As a listener of this podcast, you get $100 off your first month on Talkspace. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use the code WHATWESAID to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's WHATWESAID and Talkspace.com.
Okay, should we move on to the quotes?
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay.
I'm bored of this.
Okay. So we also asked on our Instagram story, what is a quote you live by? So we're going to, should we end with that or is it better to start with that?
Yeah, let's end with that.
Okay, we're ending with that. Screw that. I did not mean screw that. I meant scratch that. So
screw this.
Let's get into the polls, shall we?
We shall.
Okay. The first poll we did on our Instagram story, I've said that a trillion times, is do you drink caffeine every day? 55% of people said yes. 45% of people said no.
That's pretty even.
That's pretty even.
Actually what I would suspect.
Yeah. Also, I am shocked at the amount. This cannot be true.
What?
I'm looking at the amount of people that voted on each, and it's like, no, that can't be true.
What? Let me see.
It is so close to the amount of viewers that it's like everyone who watched it voted. Literally ever, like.
Maybe on that one, probably.
Just like the first one. But it's like, it's so, I've never seen that. Usually on my personal Instagram story.
Never seen something like it.
I'm like, I've never seen something, engagement quite like this. No, I'm just like, it's crazy. Maybe it's
obsessed
broken.
Obsessed with analytics today.
Literally, just can't stop talking about marketing.
I'm okay. Like, anyways, move on.
Okay. Do you drink caffeine every day? That is pretty even. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't surprise me that, like, I guess a little bit more people say yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
I did not drink caffeine. I think when we started this podcast, I did
me
not
neither.
Drink caffeine at all.
Yeah.
And
I think I did, but not every day.
And I would say I was one of those annoying people that would like talk about how like I just don't drink soda.
Yeah.
I don't drink soda still, actually. I'm like caffeine. I'm still that person.
Yeah.
But I just didn't. Well, I never drank energy drinks. Like wasn't even interested in them. Never drank coffee. Drank chai tea here and there. Ooh, people hate when people say chai tea.
Sorry.
TT? Chai, iced chai and stuff. Like I would drink that occasionally, which I guess has a little bit of caffeine. But now I don't drink it every day, but I'd say I drink it like 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah. I drink coffee or matcha every single morning. Or
really?
Celsius. I either have coffee. I just like it's like part of my morning routine. It's to like make my oat milk with, I just got matcha, this new kind of matcha. It's like ceremonial grade matcha. And I made that this morning. It was really, really good. I like matcha or Four Sigma. The only coffee I drink is Four Sigmatic unless I'm out somewhere, but because it's healthier, I feel like it has like added mushrooms, and mm-hmm. it's really, really good. If you guys have not tried Four Sigmatic, you need to. I just get their regular like lion's mane coffee, mm-hmm. but I like the ritual of it. And it's not a ton of caffeine in the morning. I don't drink caffeine all through the day. Sometimes I'll have a Celsius if I know I'm going to be playing tennis or pickleball for mm-hmm. some extra energy, especially when it's hot. But
yeah, I woke up really early the other day and I drank a few sips of a Celsius in the morning. And then midday at like 2 p.m., I was like, I have got to drink a few more sips. But sometimes truly with Celsius, especially Celsius heats, I can drink a few sips and it will pep me up. Like
yeah.
a few sips, not a whole can.
That's like the same amount of like what the Four Sigmatic coffee or matcha has.
Yeah.
It's like not a ton, but.
Yeah.
Celsius heats, you guys, have like 300 milligrams of caffeine.
A lot of caffeine. They will make you jittery AF if yeah. you are. No, I get really jittery
yeah.
if I drink even like half a can. I'm like going crazy, yeah. especially if I don't have a lot of food in my stomach. But I've been making some seasonal iced chais. I should know this, but you don't really like love chai, right, Chelsea?
I like it. I usually it's just not my first choice. So I end up just picking something else usually.
Okay, well, I've been making this like, I've been putting Trader Joe's like chai concentrate with oat milk. Brand is Malk, has the best ingredients. And then with this, oh, I forget the brand. I think it's like Khalifa Farms. Is that the brand? Does that sound familiar to you?
No clue.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's this like maple almond creamer and it's so creamy.
Oh, wait. Is it plant-based?
You know exactly. Yes. And you know exactly what it looks like. It's like in the bottle that looks like this.
Maybe.
Anyway.
Was Khalifa Farms?
Yes.
And it's all dairy free. Creamer.
Oh, I've heard that's good.
It is too. Really good.
I should try that too.
I just got the pumpkin one that they have.
Is it dairy free?
Yes.
Oh, because it's nut.
Yeah. I haven't tried it yet, though.
I need to try that one. I actually wanted to do pumpkin creamer. I was trying to make like a fall. I'm like, let's mm-hmm. switch it up. Do like a fall chai. And the only creamer that was at the store I was at was the maple or what is it? Maple almond or something? Caramel. Maple caramel, I think.
I don't like caramel that much.
Really?
Caramel.
Well, I think you might like this one. I'm like, well, if it's something I make, you will drink it. No, it's just really good, especially if you just want to switch it up. So that's fun. Switch mm-hmm. up your recipe.
I'm saying I don't like caramel, however you want to say it, in my coffee. I don't like caramel lattes or whatever it is.
I've never really had one, but I think it's really good. Okay.
I prefer vanilla, pumpkin, or chocolate.
Yeah, I like vanilla. That's the kind I usually use when I'm yeah. making the normal ones.
Anyways, that
okay,
was the first
that
one.
That was, yeah, too long. Okay, do you watch reality TV? 60% says yes, 40% says no.
Cool.
Very even. Cool. Moving yeah. on. Do you watch reality TV?
All the time. Yes, I'm watching Vanderpump Rules and I freaking love it.
Chai or matcha? 69% says chai, 31% says matcha.
I'm sorry. How much percent?
I'm like, 6'9". Oops. That actually surprised me a little bit. I don't know why.
Yeah, matcha is definitely an acquired taste. You know, I was thinking about today how weird acquired taste is. It's like, I'm going to eat something until I like it. Like, it was such a weird concept.
It is weird. But that is so true. Because the first time I had matcha, it wasn't even like, oh yeah, kind of. I'm like, no, I don't like this.
It's
not
like,
good.
Why do people drink this? Grass.
Yeah, grass. Yeah, it has to be very specific matcha. You should make me one soon. I want to try the kind you make.
Yeah, I just got matcha. I just got a matcha mixer too. Because usually it would take me forever to mix with like a fork or like a whisk.
Yeah.
And I just got a specific for matcha one. So
nice.
I will.
Okay, cool. Can't wait to try.
Pumpkin matcha. Ew. Sorry.
Yeah, that's
keep going.
Would you rather be called smart or funny?
This was so hard. Me and JC were talking about this last night and I was saying, I genuinely don't know.
I know.
Okay, I was about to say something very conceited.
Well, just say it then. You're like, I'm both.
No, I was going to say, I feel like because people tell me I'm funny more than they tell me I'm smart, I like when people tell me I'm smart more.
Yeah.
Like if someone was like, oh my gosh, you're so smart. Like I'd be like, thank you so much.
Yeah, versus that's like a great compliment.
Someone's like, you're funny. I'm like, I know. What is that thing of Madison Beer on TikTok? Talking about how she's like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, you're so pretty.
She's like, it's exhausting just hearing that over and over. That's so funny.
No, it's not like I get bombarded with that, but you know, I hear it more so than smart.
Speaking of, I think mine's opposite. Speaking of the Madison Beer thing though, I saw that she posted about that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying, which this is, I guess, obvious, but she was just saying how people took it out of context. Like she was joking. Well, she was saying people, basically that's all people see her as is like a pretty face. Like she was just saying that no one will say anything else about her or like any other compliment about kind of like this. I am not putting words in her mouth because this is not exactly how she said it. But essentially Like, people don't tell her, like, oh, you're smart, you're, you know, or mm-hmm. you're really funny, or you have this going for you. Like, that's amazing that you did this. It's always just like, oh, she's pretty. And she's like,
yeah.
Just saying, like, it gets kind of exhausting only hearing that all the time. Like, there's nothing that's else true. To me besides that.
You know what? My sister has actually said that, and not in a way where she's like, oh, people just tell me I'm pretty all the time. And she's saying, like, she gets almost annoyed with TikTok because she'll post, like, funny, like, cute outfits, funny things. And she's like, it's kind of, it's weird to say, but it's like, they're always just like, you're the prettiest girl I've ever seen. And she's just like, okay, but what about my TikTok? Like,
yeah, what about the funny part?
Yeah, I like tried to put whatever, which is nice, obviously. She's like, it's very nice, but.
Yeah, can't relate to that one.
Yeah, but at the same time, I do see how that's annoying. Oh, it's for like, sure. People just want to hate on you. If you're pretty, you can't have a hard life.
Yeah,
it's like
people on mine say, you're so confident, which is how you know. You're not the prettiest girl I've ever seen.
When they start telling you you're funny, that's when you know you're not the prettiest girl you've ever seen. When your TikTok goes viral and you don't get a lot of followers, that's how you know. I know because I've been viral a couple times. And every time I'm like,
shouldn't this be translating better?
Yeah, shouldn't this be translating better?
No, it's so funny. I think both of those things are really great compliments, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know. I think what you just said, I feel like mine's the opposite. When people tell me that I'm funny, I think that's even it's more of a
oh, thank you. Like, you notice something different about me. Yeah, I know. It's funny. Well, going back to my sister, I was going to say, when you look at her, it's like, okay, you're stunning. But mm-hmm. at the same time, she's literally one of the funniest people I've ever met and so smart and like so driven. So it probably is like,
there's so much more to me.
That's not my personality. Like, there's more to me than her face.
Okay, have you ever acted like you don't know someone, but you actually do?
Yes.
Like, in what context?
Like, if there's someone, I think we've all done this. It's like, someone I kind of know from high school or something is at a store and I'm just like, I got to avoid them. I don't want to talk to them.
Okay, so, but I think that's not like, different than, I agree. Like I've definitely done
I've
that before.
Met someone and be like, oh, I don't.
Like, actually, oh, what's your name? Because I have a story for you. There is one girl from my hometown that, who knows if she's listening to this right now, but I've met her four times at least.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time we would quote unquote meet, like we would be at the same function. She'd be like, hi, like I'm blank. What? And I'm like, we've
met. You're like, I know.
And I'm like, and I know you know who I am. That's like, weird. I know we know each other. We have so many mutual friends. And she would like literally act like she didn't have a clue who I was. And it happened. The thing is, it happens once. It's like, oh, maybe she forgot that we met at this place. No, it's happened probably four times. And I'm like, now you're just annoying me because we've met a million times.
I want you to meet her again and see if she does it again.
Literally.
And like, if she does, then you'd be like, you met me.
This girl has like something against me. I swear she is. I don't know what it is, but she like just acts as if I'm so forgettable basically. Like, oh, what was it like? And I'm just like, ew, you know, like we've met.
Yeah, we've
and
met multiple times.
I approach her like I know her name. Like, I'm like, hey, how are you? And then she acts like, and I think that is so freaking rude, especially if she's doing it on purpose, which I really think she is.
I was going to say, I've actually done that one time before where I met somebody twice, but in the moment, I didn't realize I'd already met them. Also, with social media, things get kind of.
Yeah, it does get weird.
Get kind of crazy sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know if I've actually met, I don't remember if I've actually met you or not.
Yeah.
Like, especially spouses, like people's spouses or girlfriends or boyfriends. It's like, or friends. It was a friend of a friend. So it's like my best friend's friend.
My best friend. Interesting.
I'm like, I mean, no, this was like years ago and it was at an event.
We've been best friends for 10 years.
Yeah. I'm like, I mean,
I'm kidding.
The speechless. I'm like, next question. No, I went up to her and I was like, hi, like I'm Chelsea, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, we've met. And I felt so stupid and rude. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I completely forgot. I'm like, and also, I just forget people's names. I'm really not good with names.
Yeah.
I'm very forgetful, like, right off the bat. If you tell me something and ask me to repeat it, I'm like,
I was going to say, I feel like I do the opposite thing, where I will sometimes act like I don't know for sure if I've met someone or not. Mm-hmm. And so I'll say, like, I'll almost act like I have, wait.
And they're like, wait, we've never met.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be like,
That's a better strategy,
I'll say, have we met? I'll be like, hi, I'm JC. Have we met yet? And then, you know, that way, if you have, it's like, yeah, we met a thing. Like, oh, that's right. Yeah. Or it kind of, you know, helps the situation.
Yeah.
That's true. That is the worst, though, is being like introducing yourself and they're like, we met it back at whatever. Yeah. And you're like, oh, gosh.
I'm like, I swear you're not forgettable. I just am a horrible person.
Yes. Okay. Have you ever cheated on someone? 12% said yes.
12.
88% said no. And I knew for a fact this would obviously be
people
not,
aren't going to admit it.
No, that's the thing. I know this is not accurate because people don't want to admit it. And literally their username is right here for us to see.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're kidding. Oh, what the? I know this girl. And she literally said yes. Okay.
Let me see.
I mean, I don't think you'd know her. I'm going to go through this list.
Their worst take fear. Note. They're like, I'm trusting that they yeah. won't go through yeah. the usernames.
No. I'm actually not going to do that. That's like a really
That's interesting
big waste
that people admit it. It's like it probably was in the past if you've admitted
For
it.
Sure.
It's kind of like, okay, yeah, I did that before. Have you ever cheated, JC?
No. Have you? Neither.
No.
As if we wouldn't know that. It's like it's such yeah. a huge
I'm like, have
deal.
You ever cheated on somebody?
Yeah, I'm surprised that many people admitted is what I'm saying. Like yeah. I thought it would literally be like 2%. Like, yes.
12%.
12%. Wow. Like that's
I'm like ew, you guys.
Just kidding. Unfollow us. I'm just kidding. Okay. If your best friend was getting cheated on and you knew about it, would you tell her yourself?
I want to know what people said.
95% of people said yes.
Wow.
Which also kind of surprised me that many people said yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree. I would absolutely tell.
Yeah. I was going to say, some people were like, I would talk to the person first. It depends how well I knew the
yeah,
person.
Depends.
If it was like you and Leif and I figured out like Leif was, I would be like, Leif, you need to tell her. I'm going to tell her right now because
yeah.
I'm not going to see her again and not tell her.
Yeah.
Like, and it sounds better coming from, this is what I've learned from Vanderpump Rules, actually.
Okay.
Lots of cheating going around, lots of lying. It's a lot better to hear it from the person
source.
Than to hear it from a friend.
You then
because,
you feel even more dumb.
Yeah, you're just like,
as
okay.
the victim of the crime.
Yeah, you're like, I love him. And then they're like, oh, by the way, did you know that he cheated on you in Vegas?
Yeah.
It's like, cool.
Yeah, so true. But yeah, I wouldn't be able to.
I wouldn't be able to see
no,
you.
No, I would never be able to see you and not tell you if I knew
yeah.
that. Absolutely not. Okay, have you ever gotten back with an ex? 40% of people said yes. 60% of people said no.
Wow, that's kind of surprising, actually. Well,
I feel like that's kind of what I expected,
yeah, that's
actually.
That's true. A little less.
Yeah.
We both have, obviously. We married him.
Yeah. And actually, a lot of people messaged us and was like, yes, and now we're married. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of
I'm telling you, when you get back with an ex, it's no funny business.
No, it's either like—
We're not messing around this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, marriage or ends quickly
yeah.
a lot of times. Okay. Do you trust sponsored content? This is a poll I actually stole from Taylor, the girl who we, I stole a few of these from her because they were really good. Anyway, this was dead even. 49% said yes. 51% said no.
Wow.
And then a lot of people messaged too and were saying like, it depends on the influencer. It depends
mm-hmm.
on the person, which like I kind of knew that would probably happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting.
Interesting.
Do you trust sponsored content?
I think I'm with everyone else. It depends on who it is and what the product is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I can always tell. I can always see through people.
Do you know what is such a shame to me though? Speaking as someone who is an influencer and literally does sponsored content is like there are, well, first of all, let me say this. There are some products that, you know, you will promote as an influencer that you don't necessarily use every single day,
mm-hmm.
but you like the product, you've tried it, and you think it will be useful to like your audience.
Yeah, that's true. That's what we do for the podcast. It's
yes.
like even Pretty Litter was
mm-hmm.
is one of our sponsors, and neither of us have cats, but we were like, we know for a fact that people, this is a really cool product that people with cats would probably like. Just because we don't have cats doesn't mean we're not going to do it.
Right. And I was saying, if I had a cat, I would absolutely buy that.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds so nice. And we know, like, I can think of five people off the top of my head that listen to our podcast that have cats.
Yeah.
So we're like, that's helpful. That's useful.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily, even with like skincare products, it's like,
yeah.
I have a lot of Holy Grail skincare products. And then I have some that I'll try out for a month. And I'm like, yeah, I really like the way that made my skin feel. Am I going to use it for the next 2 years? I don't know if I'm going to use it every day. But I really like I condone, or what's the word? Not condone it.
Condone. I condemn it to hell.
I would recommend it.
Yeah.
Therefore, yes, I will work with that brand. Anyway, what I was going to say is it's a shame to me that a lot of people don't trust it because there will be certain brands that I am like,
trust
so
me,
excited to work with because I've been using their products for years and then they reach out and I'm like, wait, this is like couldn't be more
mm-hmm.
organic because I literally have probably bought $1,000 worth of this product with
yeah.
my own money. And then for people to be, I mean, no one really has said that to me. I'm just saying
yeah.
for people to be like, sponsored, tap, tap, tap through. I'm like, wait, this is my favorite product and I have a discount code for you guys.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so excited about it. I hope you guys, you know what I mean?
It's true. Yeah. So
it
listen,
sucks.
You guys, don't skip through our ads today.
Yeah.
Because all of our sponsors on today's episode, oh, actually, I'm thinking about last week's. Never mind. I don't know what today's ads are.
Well, all of our, first of all of our sponsors ever We have obviously certain favorite ones that we like literally use our products every single day. But we, again, are really picky with who we select.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. We say no a lot.
We say no a lot. Trust us. Okay. Do you believe in God? 82% of people said yes. 18% says no.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. That's cool. We believe in God too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you hope to get out of a podcast? Value or entertainment? What is your answer?
Well, I want to know what everyone said first.
Okay. 39% of people say value. 61% say entertainment. And I feel like it's weird because during quarantine and just this whole year, I feel like my, I don't want to say priorities. I guess my priorities have shifted. Yeah, my preferences have shifted. Like a lot of the stuff I listen to and consume now is more entertainment and not as much like super self-helping, motivating.
Same.
A lot. I still love that stuff and I still will like read self-help books and stuff. Like I, obviously, we literally teach a course all about like bettering your lives. That's something we're passionate about. But a lot of the times, like even for our podcast.
For easy listening.
Yeah.
When I listen to podcasts for easy listening, I don't want to listen about.
Building a brand all the time.
I'm just like, okay, I want to hear people talking. Yeah. I want to have a conversation.
For sure.
Something deep, meaningful. Yes, but also entertaining.
Yeah.
I actually voted on that when I said entertaining. Yeah. But also it's kind of a mixture of both.
I agree. Depends. That's why what we said podcast
is a mixture
is the way
of
to go.
Both. We're here to inspire and entertain.
Our motto since day one. Okay. Do you have a consistent skincare routine? 67% say yes. 33% say no.
Okay.
Actually kind of surprised me that like that many people do have a consistent skincare routine.
Well, nowadays I feel like skincare is like the thing more so than even makeup routines.
True. Okay. Cats or dogs? 17% of people say cats. 83% of people say dogs. Doesn't surprise me.
No. I feel like people who listen to our podcast because we have dogs, it's like
they're probably dog people.
Mm-mm. I like cats and dogs. I can't
choose. I'm allergic to cats, but so you know, I've met a few cats recently that I really like. That I was like, wait, they're really sweet and cute. Okay. Do you think you can be a good mom and have a full-time career?
I'm interested to see what people said in this one.
You're going to be surprised, I think. What do you think people said?
Well, now that you say I'm going to be surprised, maybe more people said, no, you can't be a good mom and have a full-time career.
Oh, no. I don't know. 92% of people said yes.
Oh.
That doesn't surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me because I feel like a lot of these people are
like entrepreneurs, like they want to be. Yeah. No, that's true, I guess.
And even stay-at-home moms understand that you can have a career and still. It's either way. I feel like you can be a good mom.
At any
capacity.
Why can I not speak? I'm like, anything. It doesn't make sense at all.
Anything good mom.
I agree. Okay. Has your mental health improved or declined this year during quarantine? What is your mental health then?
Improved.
I would say mine 100% has improved as well, which is so shocking to me. Especially if you would have asked me that in like April.
Yeah.
I would have been like, it's declining.
Yeah.
But now I feel like a lot of people, everyone has just learned so much this year. And even though it's been such a hard year, I feel like a lot of people I know are in like the best place mentally they've ever been.
Yeah. They're getting back to their roots.
Mm-hmm.
What did they say?
Oh, didn't even say. It's pretty even. 46% of people said they've improved. 54% said they've declined.
Okay. That's about even.
I can totally understand. Like, both. Obviously, yeah, this affects everyone so differently. And if you like lost your job or even lost a family member, like, of course, it's going to, you
different
know.
Different circumstances.
Different circumstances. But I think the point I was trying to get is just that it's a reality check, I think. Mm-hmm. You kind of start to realize what's important and you gravitate back towards that for a lot of people. Would you rather be underdressed or overdressed?
I'd rather be overdressed.
100%.
Is that what they get? 100% said overdressed.
I'm like, 100%. No, I agree. 73% of people said they'd rather be overdressed. 27% said they'd rather be underdressed.
Overdressed people, probably people who like attention. Underdressed people, probably people who don't. Except for, I don't know, if you're underdressed, you still get a lot of attention. Because it's kind of like, what the heck? Why are they wearing that?
Yeah. I feel like you can never be overdressed.
No.
Like, even if you go to...
You're never too overdressed.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, we went to brunch the other day and I was in sweats and, like, a tank. But I had my makeup done and it felt like an outfit to me, which I wouldn't say that's necessarily underdressed.
I feel more out of place when I'm underdressed than when I'm overdressed.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say is like, I feel like if someone walked in there, even if they had like on a gown, I wouldn't even be like, what the? Like if they had like on a long dress, I'd be like, oh, cute.
Yeah.
I feel like you can never be overdressed unless you're like literally going to a picnic and you're like in a ball gown.
Yeah. Even then. I've seen like, on Instagram.
Yeah. Even then, that's, yeah.
It's normal.
Okay. Do you have a secret you will take to the grave?
I want to know what people said on this one.
So even. 45% of people said yes.
Wow.
55% of people said no. And these are thousands of people that say yes, they will take a secret to the grave. Gosh. Now I am so curious.
I know.
I don't have a secret.
I wonder how big or small they're thinking. Like, I wonder if they're thinking something small or something big, like a huge life-changing secret.
I feel like I have the guiltiest conscience in the world. Like, I would not be able to live with myself if I had a secret so big that I was like, I have to take this to the grave.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I do. I'm like, oh, I just thought of 10.
I'm thinking this is a huge decision. Like, what secret would you take to the grave that's like not that big of a deal?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess maybe if there's just no purpose in telling, it's like, okay, I don't care.
Yeah, but it's not gonna help anybody by telling people.
Yeah.
Might not hurt, but it's definitely not gonna help, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Are you more of a work to live or a live to work type of person? So this is kind of like a confusing question. You got to close your eyes for a second.
I'm like, I'm a live person. What did people say?
So 72% of people say that they work to live. And then 28% of people said they live to work. I think I would be a work to live kind of person. Like, it's basically, do you
think of work as your life? Or yes. Do you think of outside of work as your life?
Yes.
I think of outside of work as my life.
Definitely. But I was telling Chelsea recently.
Depends on your work.
Yeah, I was telling Chelsea recently that I feel like mine is so intertwined that recently I've been thinking about how toxic it can be mentally for me. The job itself is not toxic, but my mental place that I can get to when
it's so intertwined.
Yeah, it does feel like work is my whole life. And then I have like these, like, oh, an hour at night maybe. And it's just like, wait.
No.
That is not how I want to live my life.
Yeah.
That's why I'm getting back to my roots.
We're getting back to live to work.
Okay.
The opposite.
Would you consider yourself more of a positive or negative person? 79% of people say positive.
Nice.
21% of people say negative.
Depends on the day, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
For me.
I feel like at different times in my life, I'm different.
Yeah.
But I like to think I'm more positive than negative. Okay. That was all for the polls.
Wow.
And
good job, you guys.
I think
you
that
passed.
Was like 20. I think we should do this again sometime.
Yeah, that was
really
fun.
Okay, we're going to end with what is a quote you live by. We're going to end with some uplifting positivity. Someone, do you have one that comes to your mind? Not really. Like, do you have a quote that you always think of or not really?
I have a couple. I would say, I say this on the podcast a million times, so acceptance is letting go of your side of the story. And I feel like it just applies to everything in my life, so.
Yeah, I love
and
that
quote. And everyone's life.
Mine is definitely make yourself proud. It can go into any area of life, like you said, like anything.
Just make yourself proud. Me. Interesting.
Make yourself proud every day. Okay.
Making proud is letting go of your side of the story.
I'm going to read some of these that people sent in. Actually, so many people sent in. So I'm going to just like go through and see. Okay. It all comes out in the wash, aka don't get hung up on little stuff. Focus on big picture progress.
Aw.
That's good. That's a good one. People will only meet you as deeply as they've met themselves.
Oh, that's a good, good one.
That is a good quote.
It is a good one.
Have you ever noticed, I don't know about you, but like, have you ever noticed that there's certain people you can go really deep with? Like,
yeah,
you can like talk about all this stuff and you're just like, oh my gosh. And then there's other people where like you can even maybe kind of try and they're just like, yeah, cool. And you're like,
yeah,
wait,
I'm
what?
Just, I'm over it. I can't. It makes me... It instantly drains me, to be quite honest. If I'm talking to someone and it's so surface level, I'm like, I'm drained.
But
I'm tired.
I wonder if that is because they don't go deep with themselves either. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I wonder if they're stupid.
Like, what if they're just very surface level?
Yeah.
But do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I think a lot of people aren't comfortable going deep with themselves. Mm-hmm. Truly.
Yeah. Like, how embarrassing for them.
No, that's really actually very intriguing. Much to think about. I really like that quote. It's interesting. By small and simple things are great things brought to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great one.
Great quote.
This is a quote my mom says all the time. So I love that someone said this. When someone shows you who they are, believe them.
I love that one too.
That is really important for someone who's in, I don't want to say toxic or abusive relationships, but kind of.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really important thing. Actions are so much more important than words.
I know. Always. I was actually thinking about this today on the way over here. I was thinking when someone says, like, what a cute response to someone saying, I love you. Like when Nick says, I love you. Like if you're just like, not to you, but to me. And I'm like, he does not love you. Just so you know. No, if he says that and you're like, I know, because, and if I said, I love you to you, and you're like, I know, it's like, oh, wow, that means a lot to me because I actually show you that I love you instead of just being like, imagine for the first time someone being like, I love you, and you're just like thrown off guard.
Yeah.
That's when it's a little fishy. It's like if someone, when Nick first told me he loved me, I already knew that he did.
Right. It's not even a shock to you at
all. So if someone's telling you they love you, you're like, really? It's like, obviously,
they're not telling the truth
because, they're not showing it.
That's so true. But yeah, it's like when someone shows you that they are a certain way. Of course, everyone, you know, some people deserve second chances and people can change. I'm not saying like base everything off of one incident or something. But if someone repeatedly is showing you this certain, you know, like that they lie a lot or something, believe them. They lie.
Exactly.
That's what it is. That's the truth. Okay. This is obviously a classic one, but it's great. Always be kind. You never know the battles someone else is fighting. I think that's like always something to keep in mind. And that's truly, I have to say, I always think about this and I don't know if it's always the best way to think of it, but a lot of times in traffic, if someone's annoying me or if they're going super slow or whatever, or like when Leif gets literal road rage, I'll just think of like, I try, not that I imagine that they're going through something hard, but kind of.
Yeah.
I'll just picture like, what if that person has just had the absolute worst day or like someone close to them is, I don't know, like just something really hard. And I'm like, oh, move. It's so annoying. I'm just like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not, a lot of things just aren't that big of a deal.
Or they're like distracted by thinking about something else or something. Yeah.
So always just give people the benefit of the doubt.
Like, don't believe them when they show you who they are.
If they're a slow driver, do not believe them. Someone says, don't be an idiot. Okay. Love it.
True.
You know what? This is important. And this is also such a classic quote that we've all heard a million times. But if you see beauty in someone else, speak it. There have been a lot of times when I like want to compliment someone, I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to just compliment them. Yeah. Like even whether it's physical thing, whatever. Even sometimes I'll watch someone's YouTube video. This is like something that I'm working on because certain people will send me the nicest messages or our podcast. They'll send us the kindest comments that I'm like, they did not have to do that. Like they took time out of their day to like
write you
a really nice message. And being on the receiving end of that makes me want to do it more. And I've realized like, I don't do that a lot to other like creators. Like I'll think it of people. I'll be like, wow, she's like such a hard worker. That's amazing. But it's like, I don't DM her and say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I should DM her and just be like, this is so random. I've just been thinking about like how much I love your content. You've been killing it. It's like, just say nice things to people. It feels so good. They're going to absolutely love to hear that.
True.
And when you are at the grocery store and like the cashier has pretty eyes, like tell her that, you know?
Exactly.
Because it always, you know how good it feels when it's to you. So I feel like that's a great reminder. Okay, we got a Ferris Bueller quote. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you'll miss it.
Aww.
That's a great
I love
great
Have one. You seen that movie?
I actually haven't. Isn't that shocking? Movie. I haven't seen a lot of like classic movies that I really need to watch.
How embarrassing.
Yeah. Okay, I kind of like this. Someone says, act confident and no one will question you.
Okay.
Come true.
It's true. It's like when David Dobrik did that one vlog where they were like, if you bring a ladder into anywhere,
no one's going to question.
Yeah. They got into everywhere for free because they would just bring a ladder. And it's like, people are just like, oh, they know what they're doing. Because, I mean, that's not necessarily confidence. But it's like, if you walk in somewhere and it's like, I'm supposed to be here. You don't look out of place. Like questioning yourself. Right. Then people won't question you.
So true.
Fake it.
Fake it, girls.
Don't be real. Fake it.
That's honestly really great advice, even for, you know, women.
Imposter syndrome.
Yeah, like women in the workplace even. Like, I remember being at meetings in New York and I'm like, this is imposter syndrome, but I'm just like, what am I doing here? Like, what's going on? It's like,
I shouldn't be here.
I shouldn't be here. Like, what is happening? Whereas if you're just so confident, mm-hmm. like no one's going to question it. It's just
no one's going to kick you out.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, this is another great classic. Be somebody who makes everybody feel like a somebody.
Oh, that's sweet.
I love that quote. Yeah. It's so sweet. And that's another thing. I was reading this book. What book was it? I can't remember. They're just talking about I think it's How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's a while ago. Basically just talking about asking people questions. They're like, mm-hmm. people will feel the best walking away from a conversation when you've been like asking them questions and talking about them.
Definitely.
If you talk about yourself the whole time, that does not make people feel good.
No.
Like
at all. Think of all the dates you've been on where they can't stop talking about themselves. You're just like, shut the heck up.
Yeah. I've been trying to work on that more. Not that I come into contact with literally anyone new, but sometimes I'll get annoyed with myself because I'll be talking like about myself the whole time and I'm like, ew, I'm annoying.
It's hard because I actually saw this on TikTok. Someone was saying the worst thing you can do when someone's opening up to you is try and relate to them. And like as soon as they're done talking about their problem, like I've also been going through something. But it's hard because you're genuinely trying to relate to them to try and make them feel better. But to them, it comes across as like you're just trying to make it about you.
Yeah.
So it's a hard thing to do. And that this is only something I've learned because I'm a health coach. So I don't just be like, I also do that. I mean, I'll do that sometimes if it's like a lighthearted thing. But or if there's like good advice to be had. But the more that you just act like instead of if you have that issue where it's like your first instinct is to – it's fine. That doesn't mean you're like a self-absorbed piece of crap. Instead of thinking of something to relate, ask them another question. Like ask them a clarifying question about that. Like, oh my gosh, well, like how did you feel about like, you know, you don't have to be a therapist, but something along those lines. It makes them feel heard. It makes them feel validated instead of like, okay, you just wiped what I said right under there. You don't care.
Yeah.
I think Kanye West said this. It was like, or maybe he just tweeted this. Something about how you can tell a person's true character by how they treat people who can't do anything for you.
I love that quote. Is that really by Kanye?
Maybe he just tweeted it.
I'm like, I think that was by Einstein.
Yeah, I don't know. But I love that because as I said last week in our podcast episode with our husbands, Nick is the epitome of that.
Yes.
Like he will talk to anybody and everybody and just be nice to them no matter what they can do for you.
Great character. That's like a characteristic. Yeah, just like that's a sign of great character. Yeah. Like I know people
who are the opposite.
I try and be like that as well, but it's like I know people who are extra like that where it's like they will go out of their way to like help people or be like, you know, gracious to people who mm-hmm. literally can't do a thing for them. And it's almost, you know what I think is kind of toxic is the mindset. It's like you never know who like you would meet or like, like you always be nice because you never know who they are. It's like, no, always be nice because you're a nice person.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like you never know what they could do for
you.
They
could be the next Oprah. Yeah. It's like, who cares?
It's like, who cares if he's a freaking just has the like smallest job in the world.
Yeah.
You should still, or like there's a waiter or waitress. Like you should be
just
so
as
nice
important
to those people.
As Oprah. They're just as important as anybody else.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, I think we're going to end there because we're running out of time. I have so many more quotes you guys sent in. So thank you for always participating in these episodes because you guys make these possible for us. So
this was an episode made by you.
Yes. Thank you so much. That was really fun. I think
for
we should
you,
do that again.
By you.
Is that a famous brand or something?
No, it's for the people, by the people.
Oh.
The episode is for the people. The episode is by the people.
Love it. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you have an amazing rest of your Tuesday. Keep the vibes high. Keep the positivity going. If you want to follow along with our podcast, go to @whatwesaidpodcast on Instagram. Or you guys can, subscribe on the Apple Podcast app or on Spotify. If you listen on another platform, that's great too. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. And that's what we said. Goodbye.